We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Going through that last play, the Eagles bring pressure.
Yeah.
It's a poorly thrown ball because of the pressure. Dak had to rush it out there. Rasul properly diagnoses what's coming. You had said earlier that if that's a veteran corner, that might be a pick six, and we're talking about how that's the biggest blunder and that's the Cowboys and everything else. But as it stands, Rasul just tried to bat the ball down and ends up going straight up in the air, and Cooper is able to then grab the ball easily and go into the touch in the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, stinking bounce in favor of the Cowboys. But, you know, Rasul there is just trying to do his job, not get beat. Trying to react to Amari. Once he sees Amari breaks, they run enough slants on him that he's breaking really with his hand out, not even looking back for the ball, and really was able to get his hand on the ball. Ball just bounced up. But, you know, if that's a veteran corner who's had that route run on him a couple times, he sees that and he jumps it.
He jumps it.
He's gone. Yeah, he's gone. That's a pick six. That's gone. Because Rasul actually broke on it in time. He just didn't turn his head. Look for it.
Let's go to back to the phone. Let's go to Aaron in Williamstown. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
What's up, Aaron?
I'd be doing a lot better if there was a win yesterday. But I was doing good until Ike started talking about the future. Now I'm going to jump off a bridge or something. This is crazy.
Well, don't jump off the bridge because – Aaron, listen, the Eagles were going to have to make this roster over anyway after this season.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue that we had this season, and I'm just going to, like, write this one off as injury bug season to a certain degree. I mean, this is a passing league, and we're on, like, bare bones cornerbacks. So I don't see how any team that would go through the injuries that we have at that position. And then, you know, you would think, okay, well, then your offense makes up for it. But then, you know, you go to the flip side of the ball and look at the offense, and, you know, now you're on your third, fourth string running back now. So it just seems like this year, you know, we experienced a lot of unfortunate events, and they were all in the same position. That being said, I'd like to see more out of Carson. I think he's putting too much on himself, and he's making plays and holding on to the ball too long. And he needs to realize that the other side of the ball is supposed to make that happen. And because of what's going on the other side of the ball, he's trying to make too much happen. And that's making him a less efficient quarterback. I think also, you know, losing quarterback's coach has something to do with that. But I think mostly it's, you know, he looks on the other side of the ball and says, who's going to make a play over there? Nobody. So I got to make a play. And that's affected his effectiveness this year. Thanks, guys.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean,
and that weird dynamic of them winning without him, I think that also puts pressure on him. Puts pressure on him to want to win.
Yep.
When your team wins the Super Bowl with your backup, and now you're in there, everybody's looking at you.
He's the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
He's the young gun. He's the one that's supposed to come out, and I guess that's when I see the way that he finished the game yesterday. It's like, damn, that was a hell of a game to finish like that. But if he plays better in the first three quarters, he might not have needed to do all that at the end of the game right there.
Can I ask this question? If the Rams don't win the Super Bowl, would people say Jared Goff is not the guy?
If they lose in the playoffs,
yeah,
and he struggles,
yeah,
people are going to question him. Yep. Oh yeah, people will question him. Absolutely, people.
Even
will
if
question
it's
him.
An NFC Championship game.
If they're going to play an inferior team in their first playoff game, doesn't mean that they have to win it, but they're going to play an inferior team, a team that they should win with home field advantage.
Right.
If it's NFC Championship game and the moment looks too big for him, or he comes out, if Jared Goff comes out and plays like Carson Wentz did, or plays like he did last night, Jared Goff, he'll be heavily criticized. Yep.
Well, I'm not Okay.
Yeah.
Are we criticizing for sport, or are we really making a statement about the guy?
Goff?
Or any of these guys. I'm just saying, are we...
It's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, are we just criticizing because it's something we do in the moment when they fail, or are we saying this is what they're going to be, as if they don't have an opportunity to change our minds? Well, because when you win, our minds are changed, right? When we win, even if they win ugly, we find a way and we say, oh, he just wins. He's a winner. That's all that matters. Forget about the stats, right?
I mean, found a way to win the game.
He found a way to win the game.
Yep.
That's what people would say.
Yeah, and when you don't find a way to win games like the Eagles haven't this year, you start getting questions about you.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. And that's why, listen, this will be this will be a nice little test for Carson this offseason. See, Wagon, you're about to find out what it's really like to play quarterback in Philadelphia.
I don't think we'll talk much about it in
Oh, yeah. He better go to
Carson this offseason? No.
He better go to Fargo for a long time this offseason because he will be the number one topic of discussion the entire offseason. And now he will get an opportunity to know what guys like Donovan felt like, guys like Jaws felt, guys that have been in that position. And when you haven't won, and I know they won the Super Bowl last year, but unfortunately for Carson, he didn't play in that game. So he's going to be saddled with the label of he hasn't played in the postseason. He didn't play in the Super Bowl. Can he win the big game? And that's going to be there every year. That was there for a guy who went to four straight conference championship games and won five straight divisions. That question was there. Can he win a big game? So Carson's about to find out what it's like to play quarterback in Philadelphia until he is the one hoisting a Vince Lombardi trophy. He's about to find out what that's like because this will hang over his head every single year for the rest of his career as long as he's playing here.
Until he wins. Dennis in South Philly. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
What's up?
Listen, I got a serious issue with you saying that the defense played their hearts out yesterday.
Oh, they did.
Gave up, they played their ass off, too.
They gave up 600 yards.
It could have been 700 or 800 had they not played the way they played.
But listen, every game they've lost was because of the defense. They can't get off the field. They can't get off the field on 3rd and 9 or 4th and 15.
They're not even in that game if it's not for the defense yesterday.
Oh, no? How do
No.
93 plays. You know what that says? You can't get off the field.
You know what it also says? It says the offense can't stay on the field.
0 points for a first half. Yeah, what about 0 points in the first half?
And listen, they're setting records on the bad side of the defensive ball. The Giants, 350 yards in the first half.
Yes, giving
up 50 to the Saints. Come on, man.
Dennis,
open your eyes.
No,
open your eyes.
No, Dennis.
Serious.
No, listen. Our eyes are open. We realize that we needed birth certificates, photo IDs, college registration papers to even know who the hell was playing in the secondary for the last month on this team. That's the type of identity that we need. We need it to figure out who was on this roster defensively.
Right, and that's also part of it.
Yeah, like, if your offense isn't going to sustain a drive or get a first down, what are you going to do?
We already know the defense isn't good enough,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we already know this.
Right, we already know that.
Personnel.
And Ben has typed up a stat that says defense gave up 576 yards, tied for the highest in the NFL this season.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we know they gave up a lot of yards.
Yeah.
And if they didn't get a couple of opportunistic turnovers, the game would have been would have looked much different. But I even wrote it down. Like, look, defensive line played their ass off yesterday. I was watching those guys in overtime, thinking they have nothing left at all. They have no gas left in the tank, right?
Yeah.
They got late in the game. They made big stops. They made big stops on that final drive of regulation. They made a cut. They had a sack to where they needed it. They needed it right there, or they were going to get a chance to kick a field goal to win it.
I agree. Listen, that defense gave you what they had. It's not a whole lot of talent in the back end of that defense. that defensive front. Listen, you need coverage to hold up, to give you time to get to the quarterback. And Dak was able to get rid of that ball pretty quick yesterday because guys were open. But when they got a little coverage, the defensive line was able to get there. And they got sacks on Dak, and they forced three turnovers on Dak. That's usually a recipe for success. You force three turnovers on the road, and you don't come up with a W.
One directly set up a touchdown.
Yeah, and they set up 7 points for you.
Yep. Yeah, they needed one or two yards. They had 70 yards in the first half. The offense had 70 yards in the first half. We know the defense isn't good.
Right. Offense got to give you more than 70 yards. Come on, man.
Andy in Deptford. Hi, Andy.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
All right.
What's up, man? You want to blame the D?
I want to definitely hit on that defense. Before I get to that, though, I mean, everyone's coming heavy on Wentz, but, I mean, guy is...
Go figure.
I mean, he's going to be fine. He's definitely a quarterback, and he's definitely going to be tough.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold because I want to hear what you have to say. Hang on, we'll try to clear you up there. Shabazz, Mount Airy.
What? What?
What's up, Shabazz?
What's up, Boz?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
And Marty, I'm calling to really come at you and some of the Eagles fans. You guys, man, you guys sometimes can be hard to tolerate. Cowboys fans are worse, don't get me wrong. I get that. But if I may just try and run off or tick off a couple of reasons why you guys shouldn't have any doubt about Carson. And I take them. And, Mark, quick question for you. Were you thinking about Jamil Holloway last year when Carson ran those sneaks and those options and got first downs or was able to run big plays off of it? Like
I don't guys, remember. I don't remember the option like that last year. I remember some
of course not,
read option
it worked.
Or
no,
some
same
RPOs.
Same with the fourth down conversions. You guys don't remember it last year when every call
hold
he
on.
Made
you thought,
worked.
You thought that? Oh, you said you thought that was a good call.
It wasn't a good call because it didn't work. To me, that call was a microcosm of what's wrong with the Eagles this year. Mm-hmm. Physically, Carson just isn't. Physically is able to do what he used to do last year. He can still play. He can physically play the game, but he's not physically healthy enough to do things as he did at the same level he was last year. Let me try and give you a quick example, if I may. I'm not trying to make an excuse for the guy. I love the guy. I think he's a great quarterback. You switch him with that Dallas defense and offensive line, Zeke, and the Cowboys and the Rams and the Saints are the teams you're talking about. And Dak and the Eagles, with the current cast that Carson has, wouldn't even be in the conversation for being anywhere. But that's besides the point. If I can, real quick, though, try and articulate my point regarding the injury. He's physically well enough to play. No one's doubting that. What Ike and other people are trying to say, who aren't predisposed to hate the guy, what we're trying to say is that when he makes a cut, his ability to have the same agility on that knee and then explode off the knee, whether it's to make a throw or run, isn't there. That's why they say it takes a year before you can regain your full physical ability. He's physically healthy enough to play,
right,
but he doesn't have the same burst, the same extension, the same strength.
Yeah, but you know what? Hold on, Shabazz. Let me just interrupt you. He does during times of the game. During the fourth quarter, did he magically get healthy enough to be able to score a lot of points and make big plays?
No, what I'm saying.
So what happened?
No.
On. What happened?
Okay, what happened was he was able to make some of the plays and he got some help. That doesn't mean that he's not going to be able to make plays ever.
That's what
he's
I want him to do in the first and second quarter, right? That's what I want him to do in the first and second quarter.
Well, so the other aspect to that is, A, it's not like he's not out there trying, and B, with Philly people, when you guys, for you specifically, have a hard time doing it, sometimes you just got to give the other dude credit for being better than you that day. Sometimes the other dude who's getting paid and studying film and practicing just like you are, made that play. He beat you. It happens. The Cowboys are a better team. That happens. The other thing as far as Carson is concerned, and I know I talked about it before, he spent his whole offseason rehabbing, not practicing and getting better. That means he didn't practice at all with these new receivers.
I love you, man. We've said all these things you're saying isn't new. We've had this discussion on Carson. We know that he didn't have the full offseason. I don't know what that has to do with this game that just happened on Sunday for the division. I don't know what that has to do with any of it, right? We know that it wasn't an ideal year. We know he was coming off a surgery. We know he's probably not 100% at this point. But if he's able to score and make all the plays in the fourth quarter of games like he's been able to over the course of games, then it's not acceptable that he starts games the way they've been starting in the first half, period. There's something off. It doesn't mean that he's not going to be a good quarterback going forward. It doesn't mean that I want to trade him. It doesn't mean any of that. All right? You know what it also doesn't mean? I'm not making excuses for him. He had an opportunity yesterday to play and win, and he didn't, in part because he struggled so much in the first half or the first three quarters. Dak Prescott outplayed him yesterday. I'm not sure what else to say. I'm not saying anything else other than that. He had an opportunity in the biggest game of his career to this point to win the game yesterday, and he came up short.
Yeah, and the good thing for us is he got a lot of football left to go in his career, and he's going to have more opportunities to change the narrative. There's a lot of people that couldn't win the big one until they won the big one.
You got to win the big one.
I mean, Peyton Manning couldn't win the big one until he actually won it.
You just don't want to have the big one like Fred Sanford used to.
Yeah.
But he never had the big one.
I mean, he's going to hear this, and I get it. Like, this will be a topic of discussion throughout his career. And for those of us that are Wentz fans and want to see him succeed so badly, well, get used to it because it ain't going away until he actually wins it. That's the reality of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much I've talked to him, blue in the face about how good I think this kid is and what I think of him. Until he actually wins it, he's not going to be good enough. Because you know what? You're not good enough to win it until you actually win it, right?
That's it.
So if Carson Wentz goes through a decade and a half here as the quarterback and never wins the Super Bowl, what are we going to say? He sucked?
No.
I mean, that's what we say about Donovan.
It's complicated with Donovan.
Oh, no, it's not. No,
yes,
it's
it
not.
Is.
No, it's not, because when you don't win, that's what happens. Only difference about this is that they won last year. The problem for Carson is he's never going to get credit for winning last year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.